The UN General Assembly has held a meeting on the desperate situation in the Gaza Strip after Israel's nearly month-long onslaught on impoverished Palestinian territory. Here's more on that story.
The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has, during a General Assembly meeting, called for the lifting of the years-long blockade of the Gaza Strip. He also urged both Israelis and Palestinians to sit for talks on an enduring truce.
Do we have to continue like this? Build, destroy, and build and destroy. We will build again, but this must be the last time to rebuild. This must stop now. They must go back to negotiating table.
Then the UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East, Robert Seri, took the podium via video link from Cairo. He told the assembly that solutions addressing the root causes of the Gaza war have been identified, but yet need to be implemented.
Part of the fundamental issues that are the root of instability, underdevelopment and conflict in Gaza have already been identified in Security Council Resolution 1860 back in 2009, but they remain unimplemented. The basic equation is end the blockade on Gaza.
Meanwhile, the Commissioner General of the UN Reliefs and Works Agency, UNRWA, Pierre Kreimbel, warned the assembly that even if a durable ceasefire is reached, Palestinians will be in dire need of assistance, as many of them will return to destroyed homes with no water or power.
What are they going back to? Some will find their homes damaged, others completely destroyed. They will return to neighborhoods where there is no electricity because the Gaza power plant has been destroyed.
For her part, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, who also joined the meeting via video conference, blamed both the Israeli army and the Palestinian fighters for the current situation in the Gaza Strip.
The hostilities, as we've heard, between Israel and Hamas and other armed groups in Gaza have raged now for almost a month, causing immeasurable suffering and damage. Any attacks in violation of these principles on civilians, homes, schools, and hospitals must be condemned and may amount to war crimes.
The last UN official speaking about the Gaza situation was Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Deputy Emergency Relief Coordinator Kyung Wha Kang. She read out a report on the destruction of main infrastructures of the Gaza Strip.
But preliminary reports reveal a situation of utter devastation, particularly in areas that Israel declared a no-go zone. Large parts of neighborhoods damaged or destroyed. UN staff on the ground report that the level of destruction to civilian infrastructure, private homes, and land is much greater than in previous conflicts.